Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. We'd love to have you join us at some point. We'll be checking in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, Charles Payne on this banking fiasco. 800-941-SEAN, the number. Look, I'm just going to be very, very, very straightforward and blunt, as I always am. I am very concerned about this country in a way that I've not felt my entire adult life. I am worried about, obviously, the economy. When you have two-thirds of your fellow countrymen living paycheck to paycheck, we've got a problem. When you have 40-year high after 40-year high inflation, we've got a problem. When you've got an administration that is so indoctrinated into this climate alarmist cult, we've got a problem. This open borders is a massive problem. Never mind the people on the terror watch list that we caught. What about the ones we didn't catch? What about the fentanyl? What about the heroin? What about the cocaine? What about the methamphetamine? I'm concerned. The thing that is so frustrating to me is all of these problems were preventable. Trump secured the border. You could have built on what his success was. We were a net exporter of energy. We were energy independent. Joe's now importing oil from Venezuela. Saudi Arabia last year made 160 some odd billion dollars, the biggest year ever for their largest oil producer. Why? Because we have artificially reduced the world supply of oil, and that's why you're paying higher than usual gas prices. I mean, soaring at times, and it comes back down to earth and soars some more. We've now half depleted our strategic petroleum reserves. I'm worried about so many different things. We have a president that actually allowed our number one geopolitical foe, China, to fly a spy balloon over Alaskan airspace, and he didn't shoot it down, and then let it fly right down the western coast of Canada, and nobody shot it down, and then fly right into Idaho, and nobody shot it down, and then, you know, allowed the spy balloon to fly into Montana right over our ICBM missile silos, and nobody shot it down. Then they went to Kansas and Missouri and Kentucky, and then the Carolinas, and then, oh, after they've got all their intel that you could ever possibly want, they finally shot it down. Now we've got this new incident, and that deals with China. I mean, it is a, this is getting very scary. And what's worse is when we're being lied to. For example, Joe Biden on this bank failure issue, SVB, I call it the Biden billionaire bank bailout. I mean, these are billionaires. Silicon Valley. It's a woke bank. Yes, it's woke. I have a big article about all the people on the board. They're woke. And it's big time liberal investors, and they lost their money. And we're paying for it. But Joe lies to us and says, no, losses will be borne by the taxpayer. It's going to be borne in fees by the banks. Who pays the bank fees? We do. But they lie to us. And I'll tell you, this is now really getting very, very scary, because China, remember this, we had this incident with these lasers outside of off the coast of Hawaii, seemingly from China. And I'll tell you what the problem is. They don't fear Joe Biden. That's what it is more than anything else. And that is a very, very scary scenario that's unfolding for the country. I will tell you, this whole incident with Russia ought to have everybody nervous. Now, it is that important. Now, let me explain this to you. So we have this reckless aggression. We have over international waters, a U.S. Reaper drone above the Black Sea. Again, international waters. We have every right to be there, down by a Russian fighter jet. Well, actually, two jets. You have two Su-27 aircraft flying really close to this unmanned drone. And then what happens? Putin's thugs dump fuel on the drone, not once, but twice. Then they ram the propeller, sending this, $14 million drone into the sea below. And today we're reading that Russia is looking to recover our drone. It's our drone in international waters. And some reports claim that the collision is not intentional, that the Russian pilots were incompetent amateurs. This is what this idiot, State Department spokesperson said. Ned Price, he said that the Russia downing the U.S. Drone was probably unintentional. Listen.
Just to pin this down, is the U.S. position that this was either incompetence or accidental, not an intentional clipping of our drone?
Andrea, I think the best assessment right now is that it probably was unintentional. It probably was the result of profound incompetence on the part of one of these Russian pilots.
Explain to me how you're going to call any pilot of a fighter jet profoundly incompetent. Why does that not make sense to me if you're flying a fighter jet? Why would they almost instantaneously? Now, remember, they didn't want us to know about the Chinese spy balloon. They let them spy all over the country, and they didn't do anything. And then because they got criticized, they went and used $400,000 sidewinders. They missed once, and they took out three, to this day, unidentified objects out of the sky. We don't know what they are because they haven't told us. We do believe that one of them might have been a balloon from a balloon club that they put in the air, and we might have spent $400,000, or maybe that's the one they missed on, or maybe $800,000 taking down a little balloon that a balloon club put up there, for fun. I know people that have those little drone things you fly around. People are into weird stuff. Adam Schiff, they're into weird Schiff. And I don't get it. But this is where it gets outright scary here. And we got to be concerned for our country. And this is now where the problem comes in here. Because if you're going to tell me that it was probably unintentional, you are either naive, dumb, or stupid. Now, I can't say with 100% certainty, but I'll give you 99.8% certainty that Vladimir Putin himself absolutely, positively signed off on shooting down that drone over international waters. I don't think this was an accident. I don't believe that it was probably unintentional. I don't believe that fighter jet pilots are profoundly incompetent, or they wouldn't be in the cockpit of that fighter jet. I'm not buying any of this. This was no accident in my mind. And I can guarantee you that the pilots didn't act on their own. They wouldn't do that without the approval of Vladimir Putin. Now, Russia and Putin, we're talking about a hostile actor and a hostile regime. We now have seen the devastation. I mean, there's a whole, oh my gosh. I ought to show this on TV tonight. The front cover of today's New York Post has Don't Look Away. It's a story about a Ukrainian refugee, actually made it to Germany, and she was shocked because the reporting in Germany about the war and the devastation and the human, you know, disaster that it was unfolding in Ukraine that she saw with her own eyes, all the dead bodies, all the mass graves, all the residential areas that have been bombed out, all the apartment buildings that have bombed out. I mean, they actually show the pictures. Maybe I'll show the pictures tonight. This is evil in our time, what we are describing here. This is not an accident. And they showed in the New York Post today all of these dead bodies. I mean, this is indiscriminate murder. This is indiscriminate human destruction by Vladimir Putin. And our government is telling us that it was probably unintentional and profoundly incompetent Russian fighter pilots. They're fighter jet pilots. So, you know, they're trying to make up from the mistake they made yesterday. That was said yesterday. And so out comes General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. First thing, we don't seek armed conflict with Russia. First thing, you know what my first instinct is? You took out one of our drones, I'm taking out two of yours. You take out another one, I'm going to take out 20 of yours. You got to show strength. Oh, well, Hannity, what are you going to do? They might use a tactical nuke. Well, are you going to let him intimidate you into submission? Because we've got nukes too. And they better fear our nukes as much as they think we fear theirs. That's the way it works. Mutually assured destruction. It actually worked. Anyway, so this is General Milley. We don't seek armed conflict with Russia. No, we didn't. They're the ones that shot our drone out of the sky. They're the ones dumping fuel on our drone. Listen.
As far as an act of war goes, I'm not going to go there. Incidents happen, clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia. And I believe that at this point we should investigate this incident and move on from there. But we will continue to exercise our rights in international airspace.
Well, okay. That means nothing to me. No, we don't seek armed conflict with Russia. I don't want World War III. But they're the ones that are hostile. We're not the ones that shot down their drone. They shot down our drone. Then he said Russia's downing the U.S. drone is part of a pattern of behavior. Well, is it part of a pattern of behavior, or is it what you said yesterday? That is unintentional and profoundly incompetent pilots likely did it.
In terms of the pattern of behavior, Ellie, yes, this is a part of a pattern of behavior. The United States and Russian military forces operate in proximity to each other throughout the world. We're operating in the Middle East and Syria, for example. We have areas up in Alaska that routinely meet the maritime or aerial vessels come in contact in the.
All right, it's part of their regular behavior. Then listen to this answer: Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked straight up whether Russia downing the U.S. drone is an act of war. He won't answer. Listen.
After what you've seen, that this was intentional, is this considered an act of war?
Well, thanks for the question, Lita.
Thank you for the question. I'm buying time.
I won't speak for Minister Shoigu, nor will I get into the details of our discussion. I'll just reiterate that the United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows. Now, we take any potential for escalation very seriously, and that's why I believe it's important to keep the lines of communication open.
And let him get away with it? Here's my question. What is Joe Biden, your commander-in-chief, going to do? What, offer another waiver on Nord Stream 2 and kiss Putin's ass even further? You know, or maybe is it put more sanctions in place? Putin's getting rich because Joe Biden artificially lowered the supply of energy on the world market, and Putin and Saudi Arabia, now Venezuela, is getting rich because of Joe Biden's adherence to this climate alarmist cult. Putin won't care, you know, because he's selling his energy to China and every other country in the world. Joe Biden caused prices to rise, their profits to rise, because he cut back dramatically on all domestic production. He's even importing and making Venezuela rich again. It's insane. What is Joe Biden going to do? And here's the sad reality and why every American should worry. He's likely going to do nothing, just like he did nothing with China. And when China goes to Taiwan, he's likely going to do nothing again because he didn't do anything with the spy balloon. And then he overreacted and shot down unidentified objects with $400,000 sidewinders. You know, meanwhile, other Chinese spy balloons spotted near U.S. territories all over the globe. We had these green space lasers from a mysterious Chinese satellite beaming down around Hawaii. You know, now we have President Xi is going to be meeting with Putin. And now we have the mullahs of Iran. It looks like they're very close to getting a nuclear weapon. What's Joe going to do there? Nothing. He wants to bring back the Iranian nuclear deal. You know, what do you think China is going to do with Taiwan? They're going to reunify, to use their words. In other words, take the country over. Why? Because we have a weak president. Well, you didn't like the guy with mean tweets. Okay. They feared him. They wouldn't be pulling this crap if Donald Trump was president. And there would be repercussions if, in fact, they did. They shoot our drone down, we shoot five of theirs down. That's the rule in life. A bully punches you in the face, I beat the living hell out of them so I never get punched again. That's the answer. These guys are bullies. They are thugs. They are dictators. They are downright evil. Period. End of sentence. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. So I'm going to tell you what happened here. Russia sat back. They watched China's spy balloon incident and, you know, flying over Alaska, down the coast of Canada, go over our missile silos in Montana, in Missouri, Kansas, Kentucky, the Carolinas, and then they watched the overreaction. You know, and after the communist Chinese got all the intel, then we'll decide to shoot that down, and we still don't know or have an answer to what the other three unidentified objects were. Why do you think Putin did this? Why would people be so naive to tell us it was probably unintentional when it's probably intentional? It was a profoundly incompetent pilot. There's no such thing as a profoundly incompetent fighter jet pilot.
Driving liberals crazy. 3 hours a day, every day. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're concerned about your kids' education, K through 12, by the way, who isn't? If you're worried what your kids and grandkids are learning or maybe not learning in school, now, look, if you answered yes and you have this concern, well, you're going to love our friends at Hillsdale College. They have a free resource they want to give you. You've heard me talk about how Hillsdale understands the importance of education to the future of our country. So now they are offering all of you 10 free print copies of their monthly speech digest called Imprimis. It's entitled Education as a Battleground. It's written by, he's a brilliant scholar, Dr. Larry Arn, the Hillsdale College president, and it provides a factual account of issues in the ongoing battle over education. It explains why parents and teachers and not bureaucrats or activists should be guiding what our children are learning. And with Hillsdale College, you can make a difference in your community by distributing these copies of Imprimis at your church, local businesses, give it to your friends, your neighbors, other parents at school. And don't miss an opportunity to arm yourself with facts and information. Get your free 10 copies of Education as a Battleground. We have a special website, seanforhillsdale.com. That's S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. And you want to act now and join the battle over the education for our country's sake, for crying out loud. So I don't like being lied to. I just don't. It's in my DNA. I mean, you know, there used to be a bit, Bill Cosby did it. The kid took the cookie from the cookie jar. Did you take the cookie? No, Daddy, I didn't take the cookie. Meanwhile, there's cookie all over the kid's face, okay? And my kids, when they did, you know, stupid stuff, like every kid does, I mean, nothing that earth-shattering. And then I say, did you take the cookie? Meanwhile, there's cookie all over their face. You know, chocolate all over. No, I didn't touch the cookies. Really, because they're all missing. They're all gone. And your face looks like it ate a lot of cookies. My kids would get more trouble for lying, right? Okay. So we're being lied to. Think about this. When your State Department says, oh, these Russian fighter jets taking down and taking out this U.S. drone was probably unintentional. The pilots were probably profoundly incompetent. Do you believe that? Let me ask you a question. How did they do that and not once but twice dump jet fuel right on top of the drone? That doesn't sound like an incompetent maneuver to me. Sounds like a complicated maneuver. I've been in a C-130 flying to Baghdad and watching an in-air refueling, one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. And the pilots are in their 20s. I don't know a fighter jet that's incompetent or, to use their words, profoundly incompetent. You know, so now they have to push back. Now we have the communist Chinese and their spy balloon followed up by Vladimir Putin taking out a drone. What is Joe Biden going to do? Tell me what you're going to do. Are you going to give him a waiver for Nord Stream 2 again? Are you going to put sanctions on him? Because the sanctions aren't working. Because he cut off basically all of the supply of energy that he was selling to Western Europe, and he started selling it to China. And President Xi and Vladimir Putin are meeting together, and guess what? I bet they're going to be talking about Joe Biden and what a cognitive mess he is as a president, and what a difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Now, you may not like Donald Trump. There are people that hate listening to this show. Just want to tell you something. Maybe you do hate him. Maybe you didn't like his tweeting. Maybe you don't like his style. I get it. I've heard it all these years he's been in the public arena. Do you think that Vladimir Putin would have taken out a drone of ours if Donald Trump were president? I don't think so. You think President Xi would have flown a spy balloon over the United States? You think it would have even gotten to Alaska before Trump shot it down? I don't think so. He's the guy, remember the caliphate grew under Biden and Obama, and it got smashed and smothered and destroyed under Donald Trump. Soleimani, yeah, he took on the Iranians too. They followed him for 2 weeks, according to sources I have, and they knew exactly where he was. They knew he was on a commercial airliner, and they didn't want to take down the airliner and kill innocent beings because we actually are a country that has a heart and a soul. They waited for him to stand on the tarmac. They had people there, intelligence, identifying that it was Soleimani on the tarmac, and they took his ass out. The world's worst terrorist. Boom. Out. Right there. The world watched Donald Trump do all these things. Story is that Donald Trump was meeting with President Xi at the White House, and that was the night that he bombed Syria after they had used, I think, gas at that point. And apparently leaned over and said, oh, I guess I got to tell him he's going to wake up in the morning and hear about it. So I might as well tell him myself. That's what my sources tell me these things. Amazing sources I have. But you know what? And then the report is that President Xi said that makes sense. I understand that. It was a respect. They might have thought he was crazy, but that little bit of crazy goes a long way in negating hostile activity, because he might be crazy enough to do it. That's called strength. Ronald Reagan had strength. I mean, before Reagan became president, they said he was a warmonger and he'd start World War III. Reagan, no. He ended the Cold War because of his peace through strength policies, and he built up our nation's military, which brings me to a whole other issue about what our country is doing, and it's driving me crazy. You know, pursuing woke policies in our military. I mean, you can't even make this Adam Schiff up. You can't. It's that bad. It's that dumb. It's that stupid. But that's, you know, that's our current government, unfortunately. That's who they are. But where did I find this story today? It's in my box. By the way, somebody sent me this. I don't know if it's true or not. It's sad. It looks like it probably was photoshopped. So I'm giving you that it is. And it translates from Russian to English. And it has a picture of Joe Biden hugging somebody. Elderly people need attention. And it gives out a phone number. I don't know if it's true, but I think it kind of sums up what the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and the North Koreans think of Joe Biden. U.S. European Command called the Russia's actions dangerous, noting it could lead to miscalculation, unintended escalation. John Kirby slamming Russia's aggression, saying the U.S. does not need to have some sort of check-in with the Russians before we fly in international airspace. Also said there have been other intercepts of U.S. aircraft by Russian aircraft in recent weeks. So Putin has been ratcheting up his hostility. My question is, why the hell haven't you acted yet? And do it back to them. That's the only thing that's going to stop a bully. This guy, you really need to see these pictures. I think I'm going to show them tonight on TV. The images of residential buildings being bombed out by Vladimir Putin. Indiscriminate bombing. He's not going for military targets. No, he's going for civilian targets. He's raining a campaign of terror. Now, don't get me wrong here. You know, I am angry at Europe. I'm furious. I'm furious at NATO. I'm furious at all of Ukraine's neighbors. This is their backyard. And we're bearing the brunt of the financial cost. I don't mind helping. Only there's one big condition. Well, two. One, they've got to do their part financially. And two, if you're going to let Zelensky fight, don't put handcuffs on them the way Joe Biden has been doing. They're not, for example, Poland offered, 30 MiG fighter jets. Give them the jets. We're not paying for those. Let Poland give it to them so we can fight in the air as well. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But this is now a very, very dangerous world. And if we're just going to sit back and think that this is going to go away, you are dreaming. You're not dealing with good people in Vladimir Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs in Iran. There is evil. In the last century, 100 million human souls died. Mao, China, Stalin, Russia, Hitler, Nazi Germany, fascism, Imperial Japan, the killing fields, Cambodia. I'm only touching the surface here. And the only thing they understand is nothing but pure, unadulterated strength. That's it. And then it brings us to the next lie. You know, they have the big lie that, you know, well, it was probably unintentional by profoundly incompetent flyers. No. Then you have Joe Biden saying, American taxpayer. Not gonna pay. They're not gonna pay. One penny. Not one cent.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected. and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bills, and stay open for business. No losses will be, and I'm, this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. No. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund.
No money will be borne by the taxpayer. Okay, so banks charge fees. Where do they get their fees from? They get their fees from you, the customer. Most Americans have bank accounts. They have something. They have some bank accounts someplace, somewhere. Some people don't, but most people do. So what's going to happen to your fees? They're going to go up to pay for Biden's multi-billion dollar bailout, his billionaire bank bailout plan that he's trying to say we're not going to pay for. That is a lie. That is a lie. It was a lie when he said, oh, this is a minor incursion in Ukraine.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
Minor incursion. What's a minor incursion? That's not a big deal, is it? Minor incursion. Have you looked at the death and destruction? I don't want, there's going to be no American boots on the ground. Stop putting handcuffs on Ukraine because they've been shown great courage and valor. And we cannot be bearing the burden of cost here. This is Europe's problem. I'm sick and tired of Europe not paying their fair share. I'm tired of it. I'm also tired of being lied to by our own administration. This Biden banking crisis now says now spread to Europe because of jitters over the banking giant Credit Suisse, as apparently they look like the next ones that are going to fall. Their shares are down dramatically. You have the failed Silicon Valley Bank donated $73 million, according to Fox Business, to Black Lives Matter. They committed $5 billion to woke policies. Hillary and Obama veterans worked at the woke bank, Silicon Valley Bank. Wow. One mega Hillary donor went to a Shinto shrine to pray for after Donald Trump won the White House. Another worked for President Obama before a political career failed. The third was a prolific contributor to Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, and owns a Napa Valley vineyard just 15 minutes from the former Speaker of the House. The group's lack of banking expertise, that should be a focus. Failed woke banks, they donated very heavily to Democrats, not to Republicans. Shocker. Top Democrats now rushing to dump campaign cash that came in from Biden's billionaire bank bailout banks. You know, nearly $200,000 so far. Chucky Schumer. Who else? Maxine Waters. They're all giving the money back now. Well, okay. How come J.P. Morgan saw this in November? They with pinpoint accuracy, they said this was going to happen. But our government didn't know? With all the regulations and regulators that we have, all the bureaucrats we have, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have a whole story. I wish I had time to get into it about all the wokeness. Inflation, spiking 6% in February. Unbelievable. You know, should you be worried about your money in the bank? I can't answer that question for you. That to me is like telling you, you know, everyone wanted me to tell everybody to get the shot. I never did. Because I don't know a thing about your medical condition. I don't know a thing about the efficacy of that shot. You know, the only thing that made sense to me that I really thought worked well, and I said so, but I also said check with your doctor if you got it, was monoclonal antibodies. We did have studies now that showed HCQ taken early did mitigate some of the symptoms. You know, 3 days before the Silicon Valley Bank failure, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen cautioned that climate change is putting the banking industry at risk. I can't make this up. Moody's, by the way, puts First Republic, five U.S. banks on a downgrade watch on top of their warning yesterday. Credit Suisse shares now at an all-time low as the bank announces it found material weakness after Wall Street, an expert, predicted that it's going to be the next to fall. Carl Icahn saying our economy is breaking because of inflation and poor corporate leadership and poor government leadership, I would add. I don't know. They're fueling a broader rout. Now, Europe stocks, banks are freaking out. Can you blame them? It's people's money. You know, this is, you work your whole life to save money. It's scary. Scary times. Well, one thing you need is a good night's sleep. All things that help me sleep better are MyPillow. It just works for me. I fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. Well, just when you think they couldn't improve anymore, they have. 20 years after the original MyPillow, they have come out with MyPillow 2.0. It has the same patented adjustable fill as the original MyPillow, but now has a brand new exclusive fabric made with a temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0, it's the softest, the smoothest, the coolest pillow you're ever going to know. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping and flopping. The MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. Use the promo code Hannity when you go to the MyPillow.com. It's on the Sean Hannity Square. It's that simple. Buy one, get one free, or call 800-919-6090. 100% made in the U.S., 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. So when that pillow arrives, those two pillows, you get two for the price of one, all that sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring and certainly deserve will be yours. MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on MyPillow 2.0.
Sean Hannity.
You know, just when you think it can't get any worse in terms of how dumb the people in the Biden administration are. Anyway, Washington Examiner, apparently in an interview with Energy Secretary Granholm, she said China has been very sensitive and has actually invested a lot of their solutions to achieve their goals, she said. So we're hopeful that, you know, that we can all learn from what China is doing. China is investing in clean energy, actually. No, they're the world's biggest polluter, you idiot. A developing nation, according to the Paris Accords. Charles Payne will weigh in on the economy. Then we'll check in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. And we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue. And I am annoyed. Our country is going to hell.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.